Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. After taking a couple of days and announcing the changes that are happening in our ministry, it's good to be back into the scriptures and specifically the first chapter of Ephesians, where we are taking our time working through Paul's tremendous book to the church at Ephesus. And a group of believers who obviously are in need of some understanding of their identity, because Ephesians gives us a lot of identity of who we are in Christ. We are in the 13th verse. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, to whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Notice that there's no trusting in Jesus until you hear the gospel of your salvation. Gospel, of course, one of the more commonly understood words out of the Greek into the English. Most people, if you ask most Christians, what does gospel mean? They'll tell you good news, and they're right. Until you hear the good news of your salvation, you don't place your trust in who Jesus is. And it's important that people hear the gospel. I came up in a church setting where seeing people saved was pretty much the sole criteria of whether or not you were a fruitful ministry. In fact, I was taught, I'm not talking about necessarily by my own mentor or my father or whatever, but there was a general sense in the pulpit that if you wanted to know if someone was a man of God or not, all you had to do was look and see how many people were saved under their ministry. That was the entire thing. How many people were saved? And then as I got older, it shifted a little bit. How many people are healed in their ministry? There seemed to be specialization ministries. Some people were better at healing. Some people were better at evangelizing the lost. But there was always a higher premium, even whenever it was there was a high premium on healing ministries. There was a higher premium on winning the lost. And so it was almost as if there was some hierarchy system. The guy that was the most anointed was the one who won the most sinners to Jesus. And it took me a long time to really be at rest in doing anything in ministry where the end result was not seeing someone saved. Because I thought you weren't really doing anything if you didn't see someone saved. We totally took the text out of context that said, you'll know a tree by its fruit. We would say, well, if the fruit is people getting saved, then you know that's someone who has the heart of God. And I've since found that it's not my job to see people saved. That's Jesus. Jesus said the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. What he told his disciples to do was to go make disciples. That's not make converts, but go spend time with people, discipling them, training them, making them an apprentice of Jesus. Show them how he moves, how he walks, how he talks. And I noticed, looking back, that a lot of times I substituted true discipleship for commitment prayers. If people come to an altar and make a commitment prayer, I didn't even care what happened to them after that. It was just, you know, well, they got saved. And that's all that matters. And you moved on. And I don't think the early church was that way, and I don't think that was the intentions of Christ. So we still want to see people saved by trusting in the gospel. There's still a need for people to hear the gospel and come to faith in Christ. But it is not a source of condemnation on you if you're not out, quote-unquote, winning the lost. Your job is, you are made for good works, that Ephesians 2 is going to tell us, and one of those is to show people what it means to be a follower of Christ so that they too will follow through that means of discipleship. But we still need the gospel. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in how to approach those in your life that need the gospel. He'll do that. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.